Hi, and welcome to the first episode of the Back to Warhammer podcast. This is a podcast all about my journey back into the game of Warhammer, including Warhammer 40k, Age of Sigmar, and maybe a little bit of the battle games of Middle-earth. But we shall see how it progresses. I'm not making any proper plans, but we will just see how things progress over the next few months and which games I find more or less interesting. So this is called the Back to Warhammer podcast, which obviously shows that I have been into the hobby before. I got into the hobby when I was probably around 11 years old, around 2001. I had a friend that moved to school and from a different area. Who was heavily into Warhammer, so we kind of just, I got introduced to it that way, and we would go to Games Workshop most weekends and do the introduction on a Sunday and the slightly more advanced games that were on a Sunday. And my main army was Chaos Space Marines, and it was mainly an Iron Warriors army was the predominant force, but I did kind of just buy things that looked cool. So there was a Juggernaut of Khorne in there, there was Abaddon, Ahriman, just any models that I thought looked quite cool that didn't really fit with the Iron Warriors. So I think because I was young, I didn't really understand the characters in the hobby and things, so which I coming back to the hobby, I can understand a lot more. So we used to, like I said, go to the Games Workshop on a Sunday. We used to also just play at home, but we didn't make army lists, so we would just kind of put all the models on the table and just fight that way, which wasn't ideal, just because I think there were so many models on the table, we sort of never got to the end of turn one, I don't think. We also played Lord of the Rings. It was around the time that the original Lord of the Rings films were coming out. So the Games Workshop releases were coming out to coincide with that as well. We also played a bit of Blood Bowl. We got the starter kit and split it between us. And then we would play that a little bit, just because I think it was a quicker game as well. Easier to set up and quicker to set up. I had the human team, my friend had the orcs team. And I also had a couple more teams. I remember Dark Elves I had, and Chaos Beastmen. And we also played, yeah, a little bit of Lord of the Rings. There was a few other friends that were into Lord of the Rings as well, so they did play with us, but they kind of lost interest in that as well. And I think it just happens with a lot of people as they get slightly older in their teens, they kind of stop wargaming and look at other things and just, yeah, you know how it is. So while I was on holiday recently, I bought the Iron Warriors Storm of Iron book, which I am still reading, but I am really gripped by. And that has got me thinking about getting back into the hobby. And I have done like some research, and I have actually ordered my first models. So I'm going to play Age of Sigmar first, because I think it seems on the face of it a much easier game to get to grips with for beginners. So that will be the main focus of this podcast. I'll also hopefully do some hobby reports and battle reports and such like. But I'm also really interested in Kill Team, because again, it's a smaller way to get into 40k and get into the hobby. So you don't need like a massive 2,000 point army to get started. You can just start with these little skirmish games, and there's a lot of expansions and things that seem to allow you to build your army much slower and use them for those games, but while also in the meta you're expanding and building your bigger 40k army. I don't think I'll play much Lord of the Rings or Battle Games of Middle-earth, as it's called now. I just don't know. I just don't. It doesn't appeal to me as much as Age of Sigmar and 40k at the moment. But that's not to say it won't change. And maybe a little Blood Bowl to get back into that. I see that's been re-released. Yeah. So my first impressions of 40k, well, the whole Games Workshop games thing, since I left the hobby compared to now. So I just kind of looking them at them on the face, there's obviously the Battle Games of Middle-earth has expanded with The Hobbit. The Hobbit film has been released, and so there's obviously many more models there. 40k, that seems to have developed slightly. There's still like a lot of the old armies that I know, but there seems to be like a few new ones as well, so that I'm not really familiar with. So I'll have to have a look into them, but I am leaning more towards collecting Chaos again, just because it's what I know and it's what I'm kind of familiar with. I know kind of the setup of the army and how things interact with each other, and that kind of thing. And it's this, to be honest, it's the same with 40k. I'm leaning looking at Chaos, particularly the Khorne, like a Khorne kind of mortal army I'm quite interested in developing. Just again because I know what they're all about, basically. And it seems to me that they, since I last played, they have destroyed the old world, the Warhammer Fantasy Battle world. So it seems to me that they've become much more distinguished, the Age of Sigmar and Battle Games of Middle-earth, and I think that's a good move by Games Workshop, because there was a lot of sort of the crossover with like elves and dwarves and that kind of thing with the Battle Games of Middle-earth set. So I think that's a good way to distinguish between the two games. So yeah, I think I'm leaning more towards Age of Sigmar, as I've said, because it seems a lot easier to get into for a beginner. The gameplay seems more simplified, and the sort of war scrolls easy to understand. So that is the way I'm leaning at the moment. I have said that I want a Khorne army, but I also like the look of a few other armies, which I'm going to go into detail in probably the next podcast, where I'm going to look at the four Grand Orders, Grand Alliances, and look at those in a bit more detail and just give my first impressions on those and my beginner's impressions of those. So that's the plan going forward. We're just going to get back stuck into the hobby and report on everything that I do that's Warhammer related. So I hope you subscribe, and I hope you like what you hear, and yeah, just keep subscribing and keep following my journey. I'm going to set up some social media as well, which I'll share with you at some point, and I can show you my progress in the hobby that way as well. So thanks for listening, and please like, subscribe and leave a review if you would like to hear more. Thanks.